1989, local history option, interview with Mr. Parks.
Well, my name is Jim Parks. Born in Beaconsfield, lived here all my life. I was born in a house just down the street in Wood Street in 1923, home birth, one of twins. Well, you don't see many home births now.
No.
No, they all go to hospital.
Yeah.
Well, my parents, all parents, I think, the same. They couldn't afford hospitals, and the second thing was home birth with a doctor, naturally, and a midwife. And my mother and father already had one boy. And then, of course, we came along, twins, and born at home, and it was in July 1923.
Were your parents both working during the Depression?
My father was a labourer. Mum had a job.
Yeah.
In labour years, used to be a public hall up here in Beaconsfield. It was a public hall and a free library. And she was the librarian. She used to get a small salary too.
Yeah.
You know, run the library. And Dad, being a labourer, he was employed by the Hume Pipe Company. Hume Pipe Company, you know, a big company down where they Clayton, I think.
Yeah.
But they had a small factory here at Beaconsfield, right down near the railway station. And Hume Pipe Company were buying sand. Local sand up a lady down the road a bit, and she decided to lift the price of sand. So Hume Pipe Company said, well, right, we're not going to pay. So they pulled out and left. And they went to Clayton, I think, or somewhere down there. And of course, we lost the pipe we were speaking to.
So what happened then?
Well, during that depression, things were bad.
Yeah.
Even banks collapsed.
Yeah.
Not all the banks, but many banks, they went broke.
So your father lost his job when the Hume Company collapsed in Beaconsfield?
Yes.
So what happened then?
He then joined the Company Road Board, was known as then. Now known as the RCA.
Did it take him a long time before he could get that job, or...?
Oh, God, no.
I don't remember. That's all right.
But anyhow, that's where he finished it.
Yeah.
So he was never in business.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you go to school?
Oh, we were sent to school. Everybody starts school in, you know, at that age.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how I came to be sent to school?
Yeah, all right.
Well, my eldest brother, he was at school over at the local primary school, well, they were known as state schools then.
Yeah.
And he came home for lunch one day, and my twin brother and I were sitting on the gateway on a wooden rail sort of thing. He came through the gateway. One of us hit him on the head with a hammer. And Mother said, "Right, off school, you buggers." So that's the reason we went to school. But as I say, we had state school education, all of us. All the children at Beaconsfield, all went to state school.
Yeah.
Good teaching. I remember when I started school here, there was one room, and school used to go to grade 6 them days.
Yeah.
No, grade 8. Goes to 6 now.
Yeah, that's right.
Grade 8. Well,
how old were you when you left school?
Left school at the age of 14.
Yeah.
Well, then, you haven't worked.
Yeah.
Work wherever you like.
Was it easy to get a job when you left school?
You used to have to take anything, yeah?
Yeah.
Anything was about. Well, there was a job at the local butcher shop here, and I thought, of course, that's really me.
Yeah.
So I get in, that's how I became a butcher.
All right.
You learn the trade and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, boots. Boots now. I've seen the days, all of us have, where we'd have to go to school shoes or boots, barefoot.
Yes.
Walk to school.
It'd be cold in the winter.
And the winter too, we did in the winter. You had to. Mm. I remember, if we used to walk through puddles of ice on the leash, on the puddles, because of a deer and whatever. Mm. But now, for instance, if you want a pair of boots, always a big thing. But there used to be a sustenance agency in Berwick, and if you become eligible, or some of your family become eligible, say for a pair of boots, there wasn't shoes or any items of clothing, there was this sustenance place in Berwick, you'd go there and they would fit you out for a pair of boots. I remember once I walked there, walked up to Berwick, was over the top of the hill, and walked there and got a pair of boots. I thought it was Christmas.
Mm.
Walked under this new pair of boots.
Yeah. Wouldn't care if they hurt your toes, would it?
No, of course not. Oh no, you are king then, if you have new boots. Mm. And mainly, they'd be kept for weekends and whatever.
So you still go barefoot?
Took our barefoot to school, yeah. We used to go to church every Sunday and whatever.
Yeah.
But Mum used to deck us out.
And you put your boots on to go to church.
Put your boots on to go to church.
So, could you afford clothing?
Now, clothes were, well, costly, I suppose, in comparison. But my mother was a great one with a sewing machine, a needle and whatever. Any hand-me-downs, like, any of Dad's trousers and things like that, any of that sort of stuff, coats, she would cut them up and make out an outfit for some of the boys, or one of the boys. Like, she'd make a pair of knickers and a coat and anything.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of unemployed around in this area?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And did they receive, wasn't the doll, was it? It was called the
doll. Now, I'll tell you something about the doll.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
There was no doll in them days.
Yeah.
It was what they called sustenance. Mm. And this fellow told me later life, he's dead now, but he used to have to work through the depression.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hard it was, and we used to get sustenance, but they made them work for it. Not like the dole now, where you don't do any work.
Yeah.
And they pay you. But he told me, this old fellow, he said, I used to walk from Beaconsfield to Emberley. Yeah, that's a fair way.
Oh, so.
To go to work. He'd start up early in the morning, get to Emberley in time to start working. 8 in the morning, I suppose, and work his 8 hours, pick and shovel work, and he got 8 shillings for the day. That's 80 cents now.
Oh, God.
That was his wage. Then he would set off to walk back home to Beaconsfield, get home about, he told me he used to get home at 9 o'clock at night, and of course he'd be a bit of a wreck when he got home, and then he would have the next day off. And I suppose it was allowed with the assistance. And then away go on the third day. Walk back to Wimble. They didn't know my work. But the young one thing, I'd hate to see those days come back. They call those old time, they don't have.
Mm.
So that's how employment was, or lots of people out of work.
Yeah.
My word.
Were there lots of tramps at the time, like unemployed, just wandering from place to place?
Yeah. Heaps of them, Caroline. Tramps, you'd see them getting on my way, carrying on, swag and belly and whatever.
Was there many people like coming out from the city, out into these areas where it was...
Well, in later years there was
Yeah.
But
people in the city that found it hard to get through, were they wandering out towards the country places to see if they could... Better jobs or
get food? Yes.
Food?
Yep. Oh, yes, yeah, good. They'd live in them. They'd live in tents. Or they'd go and pitch a tent along the highway, along the creek or anything. As long as they near water. And,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was a hard life.
Would you say that this area was like affected a great deal more than other areas, or do you think?
I wouldn't think so. I think they're all almost the same.
Yeah. This was more a middle class type of area then, wasn't it? Or was it
a rural area.
But there were a few wealthy people living around these parts though, weren't there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Wealthy people that had a lot of money. Land.
Yeah, and business blokes and whatever.
Yeah.
I know one bloke, he's dead now, but a lot of people couldn't afford to pay their rent in their homes or lost their homes or something like that. And he went around, he had money, he went around during the Depression years and he bought them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought a few business houses too that went bank. He went down and bought them up and he made a heap of money.
Yeah, after
that. He owned the pub works up here at Officer.
Right. This area, what were the main sort of jobs that people had?
Mainly labourers, I think.
Yeah.
See, there wasn't many cows in them days, Kat.
Yeah.
Some people used to go to Melbourne. But they'd go by train. Steam train. No electric trains in.
No.
Because, well, simply there's no electricity.
Yeah.
Steam trains. That's the train used to leave it. They call it the workers' train. 7:30 in the morning, take it through to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And well, they'd be, professional folks and women.
Yeah.
But,
That was mainly labouring just around the
district. Mainly labouring.
Mm. When House Depression started in 1929,
yes.
Was it just sort of suddenly hit you, or were you always like in those conditions?
Oh, well, I think, it's what I can remember. It's my view. I was only 5 years old when it started, but my parents were never rich, never owned their own business or anything. And not for that much, you didn't have your own business to still be poor.
That's right.
Mm.
Mm.
So, I wouldn't think
it was just gradual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Did you play sport or anything when you were young and at school?
No, I was on the administrative side there, Kathy. The football club and whatever.
Yeah. Alright.
And now I never played sport.
Yeah.
In fact, I think my other brother, he played too.
So, but there was sport around, there were.
Yeah, but darling, football, see that desk over there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was sent to me by the football club in 1949.
Oh.
That's 40 years ago.
Lovely,
then. Yeah, it's worth keeping. They made me the first life member of the football club. I've still got the medal in there.
Hmm.
Not a bad honour.
No.
There wouldn't have been as much sport around in those days as there is now, though, would there?
Everybody I think there was currently. We used to play a lot of sport at school, you know. They beat us here, might play very football or cricket or something.
Yeah.
Might play elsewhere. Yeah. You know, you'd travel around these. But mainly on like Friday afternoon. And you'd go and play these. Oh, the girls, they'd play, rounders.
Oh, yeah.
Rounders and those, yeah. Rounders, basketball.
Basketball,
which
is
netball. Yeah. Yeah, well, it wasn't netball then, it was basketball, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
They swapped around now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you say there's been any long-term effects on the people that were in the Depression?
They all survived.
Yeah.
Well, my mother, she died a couple of years ago. Well, she'd been through it.
Yeah.
And she was 89 when she died.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't kill her.
No.
No, well, as I say, things were tough.
Well, thanks, Mr. Parks, for all your help with my research. You've been great. Thank you.